News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Department of Integration met with locals in Dundrum Village, County Tipperary yesterday following an around-the-clock demonstration at Dundrum House Hotel that's been going on for 54 days now. The demonstration began following reports that the 18th century country estate would begin to accommodate international protection applicants. We're joined by Liam Brown, Independent Councillor for Cashel Tipperary. Liam, thank you indeed for talking to us. How did the meeting go with the Department of Integration yesterday? Were you happy with what you heard?
To be honest, Shane, we're happy in bits and unhappy in other bits, I suppose. That's what you're going to have in all these meetings. You're not going to be completely happy with everything. The reality is that we were disappointed that, as you said, we've had people at that gate for 54 days. And why it took 54 days to sit down and discuss some of the things that we discussed yesterday, we don't know. We're not fully happy with some of the answers that they got. And I listened to yourself talking just after the news there in talking about how things are not planned by the Department of Integration and how there's no plan to put services into place. And that's was the main takeaway we had from the meeting yesterday, that nothing has been done as regards an impact assessment of needs in the area. And it's not going to be done before anybody comes here if the government's plan carries out the way they intend it to be.
So what's happened with the hotel at the moment? Is it still currently being used as a hotel?
You see, it's not. At the moment, it's been used as accommodation for Ukrainian refugees. It's a funny one. The hotel, there was a fire in the hotel in 2015 in the old section of the hotel. So the hotel was had been closed down for a little while that was being repaired. The newer section of the hotel was ready for use. There's also apartments on the site, and there's 10 houses on the site which were used as holiday homes. So while the process of trying to bring those back into use as a hotel was going ahead, the war in Ukraine started, and it got used for Ukrainian refugees. So they have been there for the best part of 2 years, but as things have gone by in the last couple of months, they have been beginning to move out of the hotel. So as they move out, space in the hotel has been freed up. And the new owner then decided to report to the department and offer the hotel, rather than bring it back to being a tourism hotel, which was the intended use, to now use it for the accommodation of asylum seekers. So the original plan we were told back in May when this was brought out into the public was that it was going to be used as a hybrid, one of the first in the country, a hybrid centres, where there would be IPAs in the centre along with what are known as BOTPs, beneficiaries of temporary protection, which are Ukrainians. It's the asylum seekers to go into the Kilmore Houses area, the holiday homes, and Ukrainians to remain in the main hotel. But it seems that in the last couple of weeks that has changed again, and there seems to be a push now to push out whatever Ukrainians are in the hotel at the moment, and they're not happy about this either, and use the whole hotel for asylum seekers.
From local residents' point of view, does it really matter whether or not the people using it are immigrants from the Ukraine or asylum seekers from other parts of the world?
Well, it does, because the intention was to bring the hotel back into use as a tourism hotel. It's been lost for the last couple of years. And there's other concerns then as well, that there is a pub and a restaurant on site as well, the venue. There's a fear that's going to close with the loss of jobs, because you know if you have Muslim asylum seekers in a DP centre, you have to close down any place that serves alcohol on site. There's a working golf club, a championship golf course in Dundrum House, and of course, you know, people who golf, and you're sitting in the K Club at the moment, people who golf enjoy a drink and enjoy a piece of food after a game of golf. If the restaurant and pub closes down, you then lose the golf course. And the fear then is that you lose a whole lot of tourism opportunities in the area, which is very small, which doesn't really have any other massive business there. So you know,
no, I get that. Liam, can I ask
you,
like, was there much chance of the hotel reopening if it had been closed for so long?
Well, there was. It was a working hotel up to the time there was a fire in the hotel. That's what closed it. There was nothing wrong with Dundrum House. I mean, again, I'm saying you're sitting in the K Club. Dundrum House would have been as well known as the K Club for many people. It's the only hotel in the area. It's really the only major hotel within about 10 miles. People were pushing quite hard to get the hotel reopened, but that turns into a direct provision centre. It's never going to reopen.
What's the likely outcome here, Liam? What are you hoping for?
Well, yesterday, I mean, again, I listened to you yourself just after the news. They're talking about, you know, the government should be planning these things before they put them in. Now, that's what we brought to the department yesterday, that there should have been an assessment of needs done in the area. And we were basically told, Shane, that, look, the need for beds trumps the needs for other services.
Have they not got, it's a difficult one. We have huge number of applicants to deal with.
It's a difficult one, but I asked a straight out question as well yesterday at the meeting, and I said, look, what is the limit of the amount of people coming into the country? And I was told there is no limit. I mean, I was told that directly, that there's no limit, that if people come, they have to be housed, they have to be bedded. Shane, we cannot continue to this. You know it yourself, you said it yourself. We cannot
continue. I didn't say that, Liam. I didn't say that. We have international obligations. If people come here seeking asylum, we have a duty and legal obligation to process them.
To what point, Shane? Again, I'd ask you the question, what is the limit? Is it unlimited? If, you know, 100,000 people come, 250,000 people
come. But, I mean, there's not going to be 100,000 people going to come. I think we have to be careful in the language we use here as well. There isn't going to be 100,000 people.
Shane, at the start of the year, Rodrigo Gorman came out and said that we expect to be taking in 15,000 extra people this year. We've almost reached 13,000 already after 6 months. The belief now is it'll be 30,000 this year. So, I mean, you know, we're already doubling what we thought we were going to get. You know, if it's 30,000 next year, if it's 30,000 the year after, that's only 3 years.
Yeah.
That's 100,000 people.
And if every country says we're putting in a limit, what happens to people who are seeking asylum from war-torn situations? Is it like tough luck?
Let's look at the Department of Justice figures, which were released only last Friday. You take one section of people, Nigerians. The number of Nigerians which came in the first 6 months of this year is almost 3,000. At the same period last year, it was 700. We're not taking those people from war-torn areas. We're taking those people from Britain. They're now running away from the British asylum system. So, you know, they're now seeking asylum from Britain, not from Nigeria. At what point do we continue to do that, Shane?
Okay,
We cannot continue to do this over and over again if we don't have places for people to go into.
Liam Brown, Independent Councillor for Cashel Tipperary. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.